This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the hogs, USDA says that there are 6.09 million head of sows in the herd, and Successful Farming Magazine says that the top 35 hog producers own 3.776 million sows, 62% of the total. Very few firms decide how many hogs will be produced each year. Not all of these firms process hogs, but there are a lot of ways to integrate where these companies are partners without processors only all the sows. The integration goes deeper than 35 hog producers. I am sure that processors prefer not to own all the hogs that they process, as by sustaining production with their own sows, they concede to it that hogs spend a lot of time below the cost of production so that they can make more money from the ones that they do not own. Sow ownership gives them general control of the level of production. However, this process of expanding numbers owned by packers has been going on for a long time now. With packer margins this week near $50 a head and hog production losses back near $5, this is the perfect market for them. They get all the value from selling pork and through contracts can dictate all production factors to get them the quality of hogs they produce. Why many with hogs call themselves pork producers puzzles me when they produce hogs. There are semi-independent hog producers that still go to the Pork Congress and act like they are part of the industry. Not so much as the 35. I expect that they have their own discussions. Independent producers, given the margins that they received this year, would not have expanded farrowing in the pig crop as much as USDA reported last week. There will never be one sow too few if the integrators can help it. They can't control the weather or viruses, but they can sure manage around those problems with technology and management. Independent hog producers need a commitment of shackle space and sharp hedging to stay in business. I read where an analyst expressed surprise that the hog industry would expand when they're supposedly losing so much money. I pointed out that things in the industry are not as they appear due to structure. Integrated producers sell pork, and that has been profitable enough to cover any hog production losses. Gosh, packer margins are near $50 a head, and they are the ones driving the expansion directly or indirectly. They tie non-integrated producers in with contracts, and the bigger ones get paid more than the common market, reducing the loss and sharing profits. An industry that is building new hog processing plants is not going to reduce production. I think that non-integrated producers were well hedged and feed was cheap. The pork industry is locked in on a growth trajectory by investment and productivity, and it will take a lot more than the recent market to stop it. Why exactly the market sees that as friendly, I don't know. The guess is that they are impressed with demand. Pork sold well at recent prices. You're listening to the Comstock Report. Argentine voters started out dancing in glee after the election of their new president. There were major pronouncements about how Argentina had reopened for business and everything was looking up from here. He made a lot of promises about lowering or eliminating export taxes on soy, hoping to boost the ag economy. But the party is having a hangover. The president threw his finance minister, a former J.P. Morgan Wall Streeter, under the bus, firing him as the economic rebound is not unfolding as anticipated. Inflation is still rising, forecast to be 40%, with 1.2% GDP, which was less than the IMF predicted. They're having a hard time getting away from stagflation, and the fiscal deficit is growing. They have depleted their currency reserves. They eliminated the export tax on corn and wheat. They reduced the export tax on soybeans from 35 to 30% and had planned to cut it further. The plan was derailed by the poor general economic performance. It is too bad, as Argentina was in need of a break. Buy the rumor, sell the fact, or vice versa. There's been a lot of buying and selling of rumors of what the Trump administration is going to accomplish next year. If things don't go as well as planned, I expect Donald will dump a couple of Goldman Sachs advisors, similar to how things have gone in Argentina. Traders have bought the dollar, boosted the stock market while selling bonds and gold. A lot of anticipation has been put into these markets based on the proverbial rumors of what is to come. It is hard to add to gains when something is expected and does. It's also likely that there will be a disappointment. Many markets have been set up for next year by the post-election climate. The first quarter of next year could easily be in corrections of post-election moves in these markets. Crude oil is set up for a test of buy the rumor, sell the fact as well, as the market is pushed to the top side of the trading range, anticipating a reduction in production from the expanded oil cartel next week. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com. or call 712-933-9400.